Hello, and welcome to this Fierce Divine Feminine Empowerment course. I've put this course together for individuals who have been doing a lot of inner work and who have experienced a lot of challenge in life and are ready to move forward in a really empowered way. And this course is offering an aspect of that empowerment through the energy of fierce divine feminine frequencies. And the concepts in this course are meant to help you overcome victimization patterns and clear the different top level templates of divine feminine victimization to help you step into your power. When I say divine feminine, I'm not referring to gender here. So this course is for anyone, regardless of how you identify in your gender expression. But the divine feminine and divine masculine are very important aspects of our inner world. They define the way that we express ourselves externally and navigate our inner world and our emotions and the different archetypal roles that the divine masculine and feminine embody. The divine feminine archetype has a shadow and a healed aspect, just like any archetype does. And this course is bringing through codes, templates, and healing to help you shift out of the shadow archetype of the divine feminine that looks a lot like victimization or being the victim of trauma, abuse, disempowerment, enslavement, all of these different themes that most of us have encoded into our energy body, even if we haven't had these themes show up very strongly in our current life. We likely have inherited these patterns through our ancestral lineage and also through past lifetimes that we've experienced. But if you struggle to feel empowered in your feminine expression and you struggle to embody that fierceness and get stuck in different patterns of martyrdom or feeling as if you don't have any power or control, then this course is meant to help you bring in the codes and templates and fifth dimensional frequencies that are meant to help you break through that. So in this course, we're going to be working with the archetype and the energy of Lilith. And why Lilith? Well, because she's the one who brought this course through for me. The way that this came about was I had been listening to a YouTube video, and the video was talking about Lilith as an archetype. It was talking about Black Moon Lilith in astrology and the themes around that. And this is an energy that I'm familiar with, but haven't deeply worked with in the past. And I thought the video was interesting. It touched on some interesting things that were relevant to me at the time. And then a couple of days later, I was driving and I saw a license plate in front of me that said Lilith. And that's it. It was just Lilith. That was the license plate. And so that kind of triggered a, ooh, this is a synchronicity and something's wanting to come through. So I sat with Lilith and I called that energy in, the archetype in, and asked what she was wanting to share with me. And specifically, she came through with this sort of angry energy, fierce, but almost angry. Like she was angry at certain aspects of me, of myself. So when I started working with her and tuning in, she came in really forcefully, almost like a coach on a team or something like that, to where she was really not wanting to allow parts of me to stay in victim mode. And she brought through this fierceness that almost felt like anger that was drawing a very strong line of saying, no, I'm not going to allow you to continue these patterns of victimization, and I'm going to call you out on it. I'm not going to let it stay hidden. I'm going to call out these patterns, and we're going to shift this because I'm not going to put up with it anymore. So that's the energy that she came through with. Now, who is Lilith? If you don't know who Lilith is or what the archetype is, if you're familiar with the Eden mythology, the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve, you know, Eden was the, you know, beautiful garden that Adam was created from the earth, and then Eve was created from Adam's rib, and then they were together and blah, blah, blah. That's the story. Well, there is an archetype that comes in before Eve that is not in most of the traditional biblical stories. She kind of predates Christianity and can be traced back to Jewish mythology, and then even before that, Mesopotamian and Sumerian mythology. So she is known as being Adam's first wife. And Lilith, instead of being created from Adam's rib, was actually created from the same earth or the same clay that Adam was created from. So she was an equal to the masculine. So Adam and Lilith apparently have this argument that she is supposed to be his wife and that he wants her to submit to him. She refuses because she says she's an equal, and then she leaves the scene. And then we have the Genesis story where Eve comes in. Now, this is a slightly more modern story than some of the more ancient references to Lilith, but essentially this feminine, divine feminine, fierce figure of Lilith was made to be equal to Adam or equal to man, and she was not willing to tolerate being unequal. And so therefore, most of the mythology that came of her after that makes her demonized. The traditions in different religions and mythology demonizes Lilith because she demands that equality. And so one of the better understood archetypes of Lilith in our modern era is in astrology with Black Moon Lilith, which is actually a calculated point of the moon's orbit, and it's the furthest away point in that ellipsis. And that calculated point we call Black Moon Lilith in astrology. And this point, Black Moon Lilith, represents the dark, untamed, and suppressed aspects of the divine feminine archetype. It's often associated with shadow work and reclaiming personal power. So where Black Moon Lilith shows up in astrology, in our personal chart, or in a transit, it's helping us to reclaim power. It's helping us reclaim parts of ourselves that are empowered, that have been rejected, and it's helping us to release shame that we might be holding. And you can see how these different themes kind of play into that original mythology of Lilith and the Garden of Eden as being the first equal female figure. So when Lilith came in as this fierce figure who is wanting to kind of eradicate the victim in the inner world, the divine feminine within us that identifies as a victim, she comes through as really fierce and powerful because she's not willing to put up with it. And sometimes it takes that fierceness and that strictness almost to actually snap the victim out of its delusion. Oh, wait, I have a choice in this situation, or I can call back my power. And as I started working with Lilith, she was coming through in this really fierce way with these different clearings that she wanted to do for me. Each one was a seed template that had been seeded into humanity generations ago, thousands of years ago. And she was wanting to come in and clear these seated templates. And she started off in this really fierce way, probably with the templates that were most anchored and where I needed that fierceness in order to recognize where I was in victimization in myself and to break through that and bring in more aligned templates. And then her energy got more soft and she started to work with me in more of a partnership to help break down some subsequent templates and patterns. And so out of this work that I did with Lilith came this course. And each subsequent lesson in this course is a clearing for these different divine feminine victimization templates that you might be carrying that could be ancestral, they could be from past lifetimes, and then further anchored in by experiences that you've had in this lifetime. So as you work through the lessons of this course, be aware that each one is an activation and a clearing of a really deep imprint of victimization. And this is going to show up for each person in a unique way. But be mindful and tune into your inner knowing as to how quickly to move through this course, because you may receive a really deep clearing with each lesson, and you might want to give yourself some space to work through that clearing and allow those energies to clear before you move on to the next template. So be aware of that. And after each activation, make sure you drink plenty of water, take good care of yourself, rest. If you feel dizzy or kind of off, a salt bath or shower can help. Or if you take a little nap and ask your higher self and your guides, source intelligence to come in and help you balance and clear what needs to clear to help you feel a little bit more stable after a clearing while you sleep or rest, then that can help you kind of move forward and feel a little bit more grounded when you wake up. If you feel ungrounded after a clearing or have a lot of emotional release, it can be helpful to walk outside in nature or put your feet on the earth to help stabilize your energy. So just keep those things in mind as you work through the different lessons in this course. And as we work through this, I'd like you to think of Lilith as an archetype. And she's an archetype that's similar to Kali Ma in the Hindu tradition, who is the destroyer of shadow, anything that's false, anything that's not aligned, that she just cuts right through it and takes no prisoners. Similar to Sekhmet in Egyptian mythology, who is often also seen as fierce and destructive in nature. And Lilith is similar to these other feminine archetypes, kind of the dark goddess aspect of feminine archetypes. But she's specifically working with empowerment through eradicating victimization. So as we move forward, I just want to thank you for doing this work, because the more you bring in terms of the templates that we're clearing and the higher dimensional templates that you're anchoring in, you then become a carrier of those templates, and you can offer the frequencies of that, of those who you come into contact with. And this course isn't about being aggressive. It's not about control or domination of other people. That's not how we're empowering ourselves. Empowerment and stepping out of victimization means we reclaim our power. We don't sacrifice our own self for the sake of someone else, or to maintain control, or to allow someone else to have what they want. We stay in our power and in our divine heart to know that when we follow our inner knowing and we follow our heart and we stay in our power, we learn how to set solid boundaries for ourselves in a way that's balanced and centered. We learn how to make choices for ourselves, even if that might be inconvenient for someone else or might be something that could cause emotional difficulty for someone. And we're able to say, well, that's okay. because this is what I'm guided to do. And if they have difficulty with that, that means they have healing to do in that area. And that's not my problem, or that's not my business. That's about them and not about me. So it's allowing us to step into our power and act without worrying about what someone else's journey is, and allowing things to unfold divinely as they're meant to. So thank you again for taking this journey with me. And I'll see you in the first lesson, where we'll start with the first template and clearing.